Det får jobb, Micke.
Ja, visst. Klassiker.
Allt är nu.
Minne, mann.
Jordan säger så bäst.
First of all, I really have to congratulate you to your new album, The Bridge, now coming out all over the world. So let's start with the making of this masterpiece, which was quite a long process, I suppose. Where was it recorded, and for how long did you work in the studio?
It depends on how you say work in the studio. We had some problems with Marlin's voice because it disappeared for kind of 5 months or something. So we have delayed the album for 5 months. And also it was because that it still sold in America, the album. It was still on the top 50, so we couldn't release the album as early as we wanted because of two reasons. The production we did separately in, I would say, four different studios. And, what should I say? It's so much to to say something more, actually.
Did you have the new material finished and ready to record when you went into the studio?
Yeah, we had...
Du måste vänta tills Lars har ställt frågan, i och med att hans fråga klipps bort där, så det måste vara lite mellanrunda.
Okay. När jag har pratat färdigt så gör jag så.
Okay.
När du har pratat färdigt så gör du så.
Ja.
Right.
Did you have the new material finished and ready to record when you went into the studio, or did you have to write while recording as well?
No, it was very good this time. It was about like this last time. We have lots of song before, so we didn't feel any pressure on us to actually do the songs because we already had them. That felt very good. I'm very pleased with the album as a total. I think this album is as good as the last one, and this album is mastered. We sold 19.7 million of the last album, which was unmastered. So some of the songs really sound a bit too dark, and they are not in the same level volume-wise, the whole album. So this time, anyway, the master is better.
Which one is your personal favorite track on the album? Or maybe you're still too close to the recording process to make that kind of decision?
I've heard the songs for so long now, so it's difficult to say which is my favorite. I had some favorite. One song that for a long time was my favorite was my Deja Vu. But it's difficult to say over time which song is the best, because, for example, Beautiful Life, it was the first to be recorded. That song was recorded and mixed in November last year. So that's almost 10 months old now, so it's hard to judge between, for example, Beautiful Life and another song, because they have different time. What do you say? Different time. They have different time. They are from different times, so I can't tell which I like best. I'm very pleased with the material that the other group members have done. I think this album is as good as the last one, actually.
Or even better.
Maybe. Vad tycker du själv, Preston?
Ärligt talat, jag har inte hört det än.
Det
ska vara riktigt ärligt.
Mega rekord.
Ja, det är faktiskt så.
En klassiker. Det är svårt att skicka iväg. Det måste vara svårt för dig att ställa frågor när du inte har hört alla låtarna.
Ja, visst. Men så är det. Mm. Hoppas det kommer med på bandet. Ja.
In your opinion, what's the biggest difference between this new album, The Bridge, and your previous work? Is there any specific difference you would like to mention?
The difference is this time we have worked with our own songs. I think it's much better, because then you don't have to mess time-wise with compromising, blah blah blah, to take in some parts because of that and that. Really can work 100% of getting your ideas coming through. Also, my sister have been writing this time. I think it's good for the group as a unity, and I think it's political good also in the group that all of us have been really involved this time. I think it's good, it's a strength, I would say.
If you were trying to describe the bridge and your new music and style for somebody who hadn't heard it, what would you say then?
I think we have taken the best parts that people liked from the last album, and we have added new styles of songs on this album. So we have the best on the last album, we have that kind of stuff, and we have also my sister, they're writing music in another league, another angle. They have more soul influences, vocal influences than me and Ulf have. So I think we have developed, but we haven't developed many other bands. Many other bands say that our new record, it's much more tough, it's more soul, it's more that and that and that. It's like you have to say that. I don't say that we have changed, that we have just put in new elements of new, on new songs.
Let's look upon working methods for a while. Do you have to be in a certain kind of mood to write a song? For example, do you have to be under pressure? Does that help?
No, I've never wrote a song under pressure, but sometimes, very often, especially on the old album, we have time pressure on producing it. For example, like I said another time, our last album was not mastered at all. That is a real bad thing, actually. I've never wrote songs under pressure. I get them in my head real different times, on day situations, real different times. Jag känner alldeles seg i huvudet, alltså. Helt seg i huvudet. Vi släcker lite den här, jag vet inte, det kanske är för mörkt. Släcker man den?
Right. Are you writing on guitar or piano?
I write on almost like Vince Clark. I'm doing all my songs on guitar first, and then I transform them to keyboards. Because if you do songs on keyboards, then you are always choose your favorite keys, and you get stuck in certain patterns. You take the chords like that and that and that. It's much better to do them on guitar. It's more universal. I think if a song is able to be played on guitar, then it's a good song. If it's not able to be played on guitar, maybe it's a good groove, but it's not a good song.
What is the most important thing to you in a song, the music or the lyrics, or is it maybe the combination of words and music?
There's a Swedish word called a geniality, I think it's the same in English. It means that both the lyrics and the song and the concept of the band, everything fits together. I think we have combined that very much. I think it's the combination that is the most important. If I listen to other bands, of course I listen to the melody first, because I don't, for example, rap and so on, I don't have a clue what they're singing about, because it's slang words and here and there. So to me personally, it is the music. But I think our strength has been that we have had a good unity of, for example, a song called Waiting for Magic. It really feels like you're singing about a fairy tale, and that fits good together, really.
Do you feel that you actually have a message for the world and the listeners in your songs, or are there more stories of different kind that you are telling?
I think all our songs is trying to get our songs is sending out a positive message, I hope. There is so many bad and boring things in the world anyway, so we don't have to write especially for that. We've always tried to do the music we like ourselves, and not music because some critics say that it's cool with the guitar or blah blah. We have always tried to do our own, the kind of music we like ourselves. And I think that is the only way you can be good. I mean, if we wanted to have good grades and so on in papers, we would maybe on the first record have tried to make them, our songs, rock-wise, because most of the critics are a bit are around 40, Love Von Morrison and so on, and all those kind of bands, and to write for them. But I think that it would never be good. I'm 100% sure that the critics wouldn't like it. Even still, we write their kind of music, because it wouldn't be solid. It wouldn't be us. It wouldn't be. You can only do good music in the way that kind of music you like yourself, I think.
In the very beginning, you actually failed to convince the record companies in Stockholm and turned your eyes on Mega and Copenhagen instead. And then Wheel of Fortune, the first single, was a huge success and sold gold in both Germany and Denmark. Was that a surprise for you?
It was a surprise because it worked very good. My happiest moment, I would say, ever as a music man and artist, it was when we became number 7 on the Danish sales chart, because each person that is a musician really likes to be on top 10 on any chart. It was my biggest moment so far. We were really surprised that it hit it and become number 2 in Denmark, because in Sweden we had a release in February actually, so our first release was in February 92, and it was 1,000 singles lying in a storehouse in Stockholm, and even though that record shops wanted to order them, they couldn't because they were locked locked in. So if they called 3 or 4 times, then they could have some singles, and we didn't have any maxi singles, we didn't have any CD singles, no video, no promotion at all. So it really failed. It was a big failure, our first release, but it worked great in Denmark afterwards.
Ace of Base have been tremendously successful since your big breakthrough, and album The Sign is one of the biggest sellers in record history. In other words, there must have been many memories for you from these last passing years. When you're looking back, is there any special occasion that you remember with greater joy than the other things that happened?
I would say the best part where I visit, it was a part we did a show there in northern Italy, a German-speaking autonomous region called Südtirol. It was so beautiful. It was like the Alps, but it was warm. It was vineyards all over the mountains. Really beautiful. It was the best place we've been to. The occasion I remember mostly, it was when we were in Chile once. It was I think it was 4,000 people trying to get into a little store. We were going there in Santiago to sign records with autograph and so on, and but we couldn't go there because the police stopped us. We couldn't go there because 40 of the policemen have tried to get in to the store, but they didn't manage to go in there, and so we have to get away from there. It was 1,000 people really. And they were hunting us down the car. Many hundred people were running after the car. That is, I would say, my clearest memory. Because then you really realize that you have achieved something. I mean, if you, for example, another occasion that I really remember, it was when we played outside Brandenburger Tor in Berlin. But then you were playing to a camera, so you couldn't see how good it actually was when I saw it on television afterwards. That was also a real nice memory.
You are all 4 honorary citizens of your native Gothenburg. Will you stay there, or are you planning a move to the capital city or to another country like England or?
I thought for a while to buy a flat in Stockholm, but I have now got so many friends there, so I can stay at their apartments or houses, so I don't have to be staying at hotel every time. That's really nice, because I'm kind of bored with not with hotels, but with receptions, to check in and check out. I really don't like it at all. It's real boring. We have become honor members of honor in Gothenburg, but the funny thing, we was about to get that key, the key of honor to the Gothenburg city, when we were playing at the World Championship of Athletics, but we didn't have time to get it, so we haven't actually get it yet, but I know that we are. I don't have any plans to move from Sweden. I see, I think that, I see, it's real high taxes in Sweden, but I see it as that I give money for charity. I mean, I could live in Monaco, have 0% tax, but I tax in Sweden instead and see it as charity. I hope that half of it going to good things.
After all this success and still in the middle of it, have you ever experienced that it could be hard to maintain the healthy balance between your role as musicians and your role as media persons, yeah. Superstars?
Once again.
Jag ska ta en fråga.
Nej, behöver inte.
Nej, det var så.
I think the role as an artist and a musician, I've learned to almost like it. Because in Sweden people are not that, aggressive fans as they are outside in Europe. So they're kind of, I mean, if you're on a discotheque, people come and say, hey, hello, nice to meet you. I mean, it's only positive vibes. So in the beginning it was really strange to be a known person, but now I think it's in a way fun. I appreciate it, actually.
You're traveling a lot all over the world. Do you enjoy being on tour, or is it kind of a struggle at the same time with new places, airports and hotels?
We have done about 70 gigs in total in Europe, and I can say that the best part in life is not checking in and out on airports and hotels. I must say that. First, now we will do our the promotion tour and so on, and after that we will see if we're coming on a real tour or not. We want to take a decision at a time. Actually, we had planned for a while to do a tour this spring in 95, and luckily we didn't, because Malin got a throat problem, so it meant that we would have had to cancel a world tour because of Malin's voice problems. So I really think that you really must be first do one thing, then do next thing, instead of planning 2 years ahead, because so many things can come up. So we take one thing at a time.
I don't.
Inte så inspirerande. Det är svårt att följa upp en fråga helt klart om man har skrivit upp det så.
What do you prefer, to work in the studio with new songs or to be out on the road touring?
Now we have been working in the studio for so long, I think I would say in total studio time we have been in the studio half a year recording this record, not any longer, and it's like what do you say? You appreciate new things. I mean, if you have been in the studio for long, then you like to go out and promote the record and do videos and so on. And if you have been on the road and touring and promotion wise, then it's nice to go into the studio again. So it's now it feels good to be out, really.
You performed new single Lucky Love at the opening of the Gothenburg 1995 World Championship in Athletics, broadcasted by satellite TV all over the world. That must have been a very proud moment in your career.
Yeah, that was clearly shining memory, really. It's really fresh also. It was so nice to be playing at that big arena as native Gothenburg people. Really nice that they wanted us to play there. But I didn't think that I filmed it very well, but you can never be totally happy, can you?
Will there be any other big performances this fall and upcoming winter for you? Or are you waiting with concerts and tours until next year?
We will wait with the decision if we're going to having a tour or not. Actually, we have had some great offers to play. It's coming in still. For example, one of the offers we had was to be the first band to play inside Kreml. But we couldn't do it because I think we were in USA that time. That would have been great, really. I think if we have such offers again, that I think that we will do some gigs, but mostly for TV wise, because we're living in a multimedia world. I think it's more intelligent to do it that way than to play on the club for 2,000-3,000 people. I think it's much better to play, for example, we do that quite often in Marseille, in Paris. It's a program called Dance Machine. And it's 20,000 people inside, and we're playing some songs, and it's broadcasted all over France. That's more intelligent to do promotion and gigs like that, I would say. It's more fun also.
What influences have you got? What kind of music are you listening to in private back home?
I listen to singles only. I never listen to bands. Many people say that, oh, it's great because a song is a rock tune, because they like rock. Or some people say that, oh, it's great, it's Simple Minds. You see what I mean? I've never thought like that. I think that I like songs and not artists or styles. The only style that I don't like, only styles, is kind of that improvisation jazz and fusion jazz and those speedy mesh metal and trash metal bands. I don't understand it at all. And also, for example, Van Morrison. For example, I don't know how critics are abroad, outside Sweden, but in Sweden, if Van Morrison is standing on the stage, totally drunk and stumble and falling asleep on the stage, he will get the best grade because, oh, he was so cool, he was drinking, and oh, what a legend, blah blah blah. They will give him a 5, the best grade anyway, the critic is, because it's he's playing their old music that they like.
What interests you besides music? What are you doing in your spare time, for example?
I like to exercise. I'm doing kind of, what do you say, bodybuilding, and play badminton. And I also like very much pinball. Actually, what was it, 4 years ago, I was number 6 in Sweden in the championship in pinball. So I liked it very much. I don't think I play that good as I played then, but it's real fun. I like games, all kind of games. Me and my friends, every fortnight, we are playing, having a kind of whole evening, whole night playing. For example, Risk is a game. We play that and we get real not friendly with each other because it's, you know, war games. Real fun. We're sitting in 5 or 6 adult people just playing some stupid games, but it's real fun, real fun. Or to play, sometimes we play card also, it's very nice. Cards.
If you ever decided to give up music in favor of something else, what would that be?
I've been studying geopolitics. I think it's very interesting about different countries and cultures. So why do Russia react to that with the Serbs in Bosnia, for example? Yeah, because of they have the same religion and so on. I think it's very funny to see those clues in the total world, why people and countries reacting to each other like they do because of politic reasons. They want to be elected. All those things. So I would like to maybe have a column in a paper, just write some interesting things that are going on in the world. It would be really interesting. I'm very interested in that. It's fun.
So what's your plans for the next coming months? What will happen?
We have only plans for, I would say, 1 month ahead, because our schedule and our life is always moving, really. It's moving around. We are doing promotion now in Europe and the US this week, this year, until Christmas. And then we have 2 weeks off around Christmas. And after that we will go to Latin America and Japan and so on. That is the plan, in a way.
And the big goal for Ace of Base, what's your goal for the future?
I think that all in the back, I think I can speak for all of us. I think that to make this album, The Bridge, a worthy follow-up, so that people don't think it's a big failure and so on, because I don't think we can sell at all as much as 19.7 million. I'm really happy if we sell some millions. I mean, if we sell 4 million, it's a lot of records actually. So I'm happy if we can do a nice follow-up and follow-up with this record with promotion to manage to keep everything in okay balance. That is, I think, my goal, and I think the rest in the band is feeling the same way.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Lite IDs.
Det är idéer.
Känner det här Jonas eller Jokka, det kan jag säga. Uh-huh. Och så där var en ny singel, Lucky Love. Där var en ny singel,
Beautiful Life.
Beautiful Life. Och så
Något sådär. På engelska?
På engelska, svar
ja. Hello, my name is Joker from Ace of Base. Here is our new single, Lucky Love. Hello, my name is Joker. I'm from Ace of Base. Here comes our first single in the States. It's called Beautiful Life. It's the second in Europe. Like it.
Kör bara en vanlig...
Okay, Beautiful Life.
Beautiful Life.
Hello, my name is Jonas, or Joker also, I'm called. And here is our new single, Beautiful Life.
Kan få någon gå ut och köpa vårt album? Ja.
Hello, my name is Jonas. I'm from Ace of Base. Check out for our new album, The Bridge. It's out there. You can buy it.
Försök få den rakt in i mitt.
Okay. Hello, my name is Jonas. I'm from Ace of Base. Check out for our new album, The Bridge. It's out there now.
Right.
Var är USA då? Det är så här. Bra, jag går in och...